Hare Krishna. To regulate sense indulgence, regulate the hype around it. When we are told by scripture that we need to regulate our sense indulgence, often we feel resentful. We feel as if we are being deprived. And we wonder, why should we be deprived of some pleasure like this? However, if we think objectively, whatever experience we have had of sense pleasure, the pleasure, although intoxicating, is also insubstantial. You know, before we enjoy it, as we are going to indulge in it, and maybe for a few moments while we indulge in it, we feel as if this is going to be the greatest experience in our life. We feel as if everything else is worth giving up so that we can enjoy this pleasure. But those few moments end very soon, and then after that, we are left with a jolting sense of disappointment and even betrayal. What happened? I craved and slaved so much for this, and it's all over in a few moments. What is this? Unfortunately, this jolting realization does not stay firm in our heart because the hype around it is so great that we get carried away by the hype. Although our experience should be the strongest testimony in the court of our heart, but still, somehow, we discard our experience as if it is unimportant, as if it is misleading. Actually, what can be, what greater evidence can we get than from our own experience? But unfortunately, despite the fact that in our own experience, the sense pleasure never lives up to the hype, we think that next time around, it will be better. And that is the result of the hype. This hype comes both externally and internally. Externally, it comes from the culture, which depicts the sensual pleasures in ridiculously over-glamorized ways, as if there are hours and hours and hours of erotic bliss available in sensuality. That's what is depicted in the movies, in the magazines. And in this way, that hype infects us. That hype destroys our intelligence and erases our recollection of our experience. And thus, the external hype becomes internalized. And it can become so internalized that our mind hypes things up even when there is no hype externally. So there might be only a little pleasure available, but the mind becomes wild in excitement and agitation, hyping it up. Oh, come on, how can you live without this? Give up everything, just enjoy, forget everything else, nothing else matters. And by this hype, it goes onwards. So as long as we allow ourselves to be non-resisting recipients of this hype, externally and internally, we will find it very difficult to regulate sense indulgence because the hype will make us believe that we are giving too much and this is so much pleasure that nothing is worth actually giving it up. So therefore, we should just put aside whoever or whatever is telling us to give up or regulate the pleasure and just go and enjoy. But once we stop the hype, if we just decide that we will minimize our exposure to sensual stimuli from outside, and as soon as the mind starts glamorizing the pleasure internally, at that time immediately we stop and we redirect our thoughts elsewhere. Once our imagination catches fire, then that fire soon destroys our intelligence. And once our intelligence is destroyed, then we cannot stay firm in any spiritual standards because intelligence is the last defense. So therefore, we need to use our intelligence to prevent the hype from inflaming our imagination. It's because most of the pleasure in sense pleasure is actually in the imagination. Before we enjoy it, and just as we are about to enjoy it, at that time the pleasure reaches its the zenith, because we think now all our dreams for pleasure are going to be fulfilled. But it turns out to be anticlimax each time, without exception. Shruti Sukham Mrigatrish Nirupa, Prahlad Maharaj in his prayer says that this is Shruti Sukham. This pleasure is always heard about, but when it's experienced, it is like a mirage. Mrigatrish Nirupa. So if we want to cut off the hype, what should we do? We need to regulate our senses. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita 3.41. And says, Tasmat tum indriyanya dau niyamya bharatarshabha papamanam prajahiya enam jnana vijnana nashanam. Therefore, Arjuna, indriyanya dau, right from the beginning, control the senses. And thus, conquer this great enemy. So when you control the senses, and the next verse he says, in the two verses later in 3.43 also states, evam buddhe param buddhva samstabhyatmanam atmana jahishatrum mahabaho kamarupam durasadam. With intelligence, situate yourself on the spiritual platform and thus conquer the formidable enemy known as lust. This means that we avoid external hype by regulating our senses, and we avoid internal hype coming from the mind by situating ourselves not on the mental platform where we will succumb to the mind's hype, but by situating ourselves on the spiritual platform where we will see the mind's hype for what it is, hype without substance. And thus, we can protect our imagination, and thereby protect our imagination from being misled by the hype, and thereby protect our spirituality. And as we in this way focus on our spiritual growth, we find inner happiness and we break free from the sensation that we are being deprived. Because as we experience fulfillment at the spiritual level, then we realize that actually giving up the spiritual fulfillment for chasing the mirage of material pleasures, that is the actual deprivation. And why should we deprive ourselves thus, we say. And that inspires us not to turn towards sense pleasure, but to turn more firmly and wholeheartedly towards Krishna, and therein experience life's greatest fulfillment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.